Jihad sent me a number yesterday of a lady that's having a yard sale, and he wants me to call her up and tell her I'm holding a yard sale and she's stealing my customers.
Hello, it's Mary. May I help you?
Hey, Mary, this is Dave. I'm a neighbor of yours over on Holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm having a yard sale today also.
Okay.
And I mean, I put my ad on Craigslist like over a week ago, so you need to stop your yard sale because you're messing up, you know, my customers.
What? What?
You're fucking things up here because people are going to your yard sale instead of mine, and I put my ad up way before you did.
Craigslist isn't timed. You just have everybody has the right to put their yard sale up. Did it go on your site by accident or something?
No. What I'm saying is I put my ad up like a week before you put yours up, and then you put one up just because I put mine up. You know, you're trying to compete with me.
I did not. I hardly ever get on Craigslist. I just said I'll throw it on there. I never even read who's got what. I don't even know if it went to the right spot.
I put an ad in the paper, and I did an ad on Craigslist like a week ago, and you're trying to horn in on my business, and it's bullshit.
It's for the public to use for everybody's yard sale. I don't even ever get on there. I shouldn't have to explain to you. It's free to the public for everybody.
Well, it doesn't mean that it doesn't mean you can steal my customers like this.
Stealing customers? You gotta be kidding me. It's open to the public forum. Oh my God. I think today or tomorrow is our last day anyway.
I know.
You're pretty pathetic.
That's my 2 days.
It's open to the public.
My 2 days are Tuesday and Wednesday, and you stole them.
I don't care when yours is. It's open to every human being, Craigslist and all that forum. It's not exclusive to you. Goodbye.
You need to close up your yard sale, and I think I'm going to try some more. Here we go. I found a garage sale. Let's call this one up.
Hello?
Hey, you're having the garage sale this weekend, right?
Yeah, we're starting Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday.
Oh.
But on Thursday and Friday, not till after 2:30.
Oh.
A couple hours is
okay.
All.
Okay. Well,
on Saturday, yes.
I live over on Diane Drive, like just behind you, kind of.
Yeah.
And we're having a garage sale. So we put ours on Craigslist like over a week ago, and you can't do that.
Uh-huh.
You can't have a garage sale on the day we have ours.
What?
You're not allowed to have a garage sale on the same day we have ours. We did it first. You know, we put our ad up first.
Who said that?
I'm saying it. We already put our ad in the paper, and we put our ad on Craigslist, and now you're trying to come in and steal our business.
We are. We had one last weekend.
I know. That's fine, because we didn't
have... And we're having one this weekend.
I know. You had yours last weekend, and now it's our turn. We're having ours this weekend. You can't just steal our time slot.
Just a minute.
He said we can't have garage sales same time he's having a garage sale.
Hello?
Hey, I live over on Diane Drive, like kind of right on, you know, just the street down from you.
Uh-huh.
And we already had a garage sale scheduled. You did your garage sale last weekend, and now it's our turn.
Well, it don't matter. Anybody can have garage sales.
Well, you're being kind of an asshole, don't you think? I mean, you're trying to steal our business.
Well, bring it on, buddy. Bring it on. We'll steal anybody's business we can.
Well, that's not nice. Why are you being like that? You're being a shitty neighbor.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling about your yard sale.
Yes.
Hey, I'm having a yard sale over here on Evans Avenue.
Yeah?
And I put my ad up long before you did yours, so, I mean, you can't just put up a yard sale and steal my business. It's not nice. I haven't
got any customers. How in the hell am I stealing your business?
Well, if you did, you'd be stealing my business. And you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't put up yard sales on the same day that I'm doing it.
I can put up a yard sale anytime I want to, guy.
No, you can't, because I put my ad up like over a week ago.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No, it don't.
This is not...
It's Christmas. Where the fuck are you coming from?
It's not fair, because I put my ad up. I put an ad in the paper and everything, and you're trying to steal my business.
How am I... I knew you had an ad in the paper.
Yeah, apparently you did, and you saw my ad in the paper, and you're like, oh, I'm going to do yard sales.
I'm sorry, but I don't take the paper.
I'm going to steal his business. Well, I had mine on Craigslist, too, and you saw it on Craigslist.
I'm sorry, I didn't look, and there's no such thing as stealing your business in a yard sale.
That's no excuse if you didn't look.
Oh, fuck off, guy.
This is not nice.
What do you want now?
I drove by your yard sale, and it looks stupid. It looks like a hobo yard sale.
Well, you know... Why don't you come here and say it to my face?
Well, I'm busy trying to have my yard sale that you're stealing all my business from.
Oh, yeah. You just bug off, and if you call me one more time, I'll report you.
I don't care.
What do you think of that?
Oh, I don't care. Go ahead and report me, motherfucker.
By the way, I am a reserve cop, too, asshole.
Yeah, what is that, a pretend cop? Best idea ever, G-Ad. Thanks. By the way, G-Ad's show is called The Art of Phone Larking. It's one of the many shows that you can find on the Prank Call Nation network machine at prankcallnation.com. G-Ad's show's on Friday nights. Everyone should listen. Last week's was hilarious.